This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Cases of COVID-19 are soaring in Florida, Texas, Arizona, and California. The numbers are up in at least 41 states from 2 weeks ago. Michigan reported a little over 1,000 new cases over the weekend. As we approach a new school year, lowering the number of those cases will be vitally important to allowing for in-class instruction. Throughout the course of the pandemic, we've been checking in with Washtenaw County Public Health to get the local perspective. And once again, we're joined by Susan Cerniglia. She serves as the department's Communications and Health Promotion Administrator. And Susan, thank you so much for the time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Well, effective today, Susan, we're under new executive orders from Governor Whitmer. It's now mandatory to wear face coverings in indoor public spaces, and masks are also required out of doors when 6-foot social distancing isn't likely. Violations could result in a misdemeanor charge and fines of up to $500. I'm quite certain that you and the rest of the folks in Washtenaw Public Health are on board with the orders, right?
Yes, at this point, we know that these measures that we're working with, the masking, the distance, good hand washing, that really does slow the spread of illness. You know, we're still in a situation where the virus is circulating. We don't have good treatment. We don't have a vaccine. But we do know that these measures can slow the spread. So getting better compliance on that is really important right now as we're seeing cases increase again.
Now, there are some limited exceptions to wearing those masks. Do you know what those are?
Correct. And certainly there are what we call medical exceptions. If for some reason someone can't tolerate having that face covering, if someone is too young, like under 2 years old, or things like if you're in a restaurant and eating or giving a speech or something like that, It makes sense not necessarily to have one on. So there are some limited exceptions, but by and large, the vast majority of us are likely capable of wearing a covering, especially for a short visit into a store or something like that.
Don't you think, though, there are those who will try and exploit that system and get notes from sympathetic doctors?
Yeah, there probably are. And, you know, that's a difficulty both for the person that, you know, may need that exemption for will, as well as for, you know, backlash. We've certainly heard about backlash and even violence for people that have been asked to wear them and refuse. But it does go the other way. People that may really have a legitimate reason for not wearing them could also be, you know, harassed or bullied or something. So, you know, it's unfortunate that this is kind of what we see happening, but we really do need to, you know, adhere to the guidelines as best we can and still respect each other and trust each other, hopefully.
It's so important, but, you know, I'm glad you brought up the issue of conflict because we have seen that all across the country, and that potentially could put employees at area businesses at risk for trying to enforce what is state-ordered regulations. Have any of the businesses in our area expressed those concerns to you in the health department?
Certainly, we've heard all manner of concerns, and hopefully having a more consistent, stronger order at the state level will help that versus making it feel more like the business is making that decision to comply or not. Now, obviously, that may not, you know, the business is still going to be in that position of enforcing it, but hopefully there'll be more respect for it being a state order at this point, and certainly it's not fair to the employees to take that out on them for, you know, trying to do a good job at their job and a job that they very likely need, and
right,
that's why they're there.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator Susan Cerniglia on 89.1 WEMU. As of Friday, Susan, there were over 1,600 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Washtenaw County, resulting in 107 fatalities. Fair to say, locally, the curve has remained relatively flat?
Well, it was pretty flat until the last few weeks. We had been down into the single digits of cases being reported a day. And unfortunately, we're solidly back up into the double digits. Our last 24-hour report, which was Friday, we didn't report over the weekend, as many of our labs don't actually report over the weekend. But that last report on Friday, we had 37 confirmed cases in the last 24 hours. So definitely increasing. And a couple of significant things about that increase. We're seeing more cases among younger people. And we're seeing the majority of those cases as a result of social gatherings and events without, you know, face coverings right. or distance. So we're seeing really just cases pouring in related to that.
And that highlights the need for
being back out and about.
And it highlights the need for more testing. And Washtenaw County Public Health co-sponsored a pop-up test event at the Old Whitmore Lake Middle School Saturday. How was turnout? Are people getting tested?
Yes. Because of increasing cases and a lot of likely exposures, I mean, people are, you know, as we've reopened, as workplaces are reopened, socializing is happening, people are more aware of potential exposure and potential contacts. A lot of demand for testing. That pop-up site we had this weekend in Whitmore Lake tested over 500 people. So that was a really good turnout and, you know, good news for getting that testing out there and getting information. I think, as we all know, testing really hasn't been where it should be for us to reopen safely and for everybody to have access to quick, easy, reliable testing.
Well, and beyond the testing, we have to talk about results. And when we have more testing,
absolutely.
The results take longer to come back. And some have said that because of that, contact tracing becomes almost moot. And that is important to fully reopening the economy.
Absolutely. There's a couple difficulties with that that we're seeing now. Because of the increase in testing, many of the labs that process those tests are becoming backed up. So some results are taking a week or more. And that's really difficult when people are trying to isolate and quarantine or stay away from work, because that's what we want to happen. You know, when you're getting that test, or and especially if there's any symptoms, we want you to stay away from other people until we have those results or until the 14 days has passed. So when you don't get those results for a week or more, that becomes even more challenging. And part of what we're seeing is those tests that are being taken from folks without symptoms, according to state guidance and state criteria, those are a lower priority at the laboratories than someone that's seriously ill or that someone that has symptoms. So especially those, what we call those asymptomatic tests, are taking quite a while to come back, and that's frustrating for everybody.
There are also reports from around the country that, much like the masks, contact tracing has become a political issue, that many of the public health workers conducting tracing are being met with hostility and resistance. Has there been any of that in your department?
There is some. It's, you know, difficult when most people aren't familiar with contact tracing, but it is, in fact, something that the local public health department, us as well as others across the state and country, do all the time. When we're notified of cases of potentially serious, what we call in Michigan, reportable illness, we contact folks, we figure out what happened, how they're doing, if they got appropriate treatment, and we figure out who else might have been exposed. So this is something that it's kind of the bread and butter of public health. That's how we control these, hope to control and prevent additional cases. However, given the current climate, you know, a lot of people haven't heard of it before. They think it's new. It can feel kind of invasive, you know, someone calling you and asking questions. But at the end of the day, it really is what we're doing is trying to identify how people got exposed and put anyone that may also be what we call a close contact, that they've been likely been exposed as well, on alert. And that really helps us prevent additional cases if we can isolate and quarantine.
It seems
anyone.
So easy to do, and hopefully people will hear your voice and take the advice. Susan, thank you so much for the time today and the information, and I'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Cerniglia, Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator. For more information on the topics covered in this conversation and to access to WEMU and NPR's coronavirus coverage, please visit our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.